This is a dictation for Dashawn Woodard, D like Detroit, E-S-H-A-W-N. Last name is Woodard, W-O-O-D-A-R-D. Date of birth, 8-13-1971. Date of service, 11-18-2025. Patient Dashawn Woodard presents with a ongoing pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 9. And lower back pain to the tune of 9. Off and on, there is upper back pain to the tune of 3 to 4. Patient reports some shooting pain to right leg mainly and occasionally to the left leg posteriorly. And patient has pain in the right knee to the tune of 7. The patient has constant continuous difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees for the left shoulder, beyond which he starts having some pain. He has only done 10 visits of physical therapy in ATI and 10 visits to Henry Ford Hospital, the records of which were made available. Patient has a difficult time walking with the right knee, and this has been going on for 4 to 5 years. Lower back pain is reported radiating to the front groin in the format of L2 and L3, off and on. His walking is painful. The patient is an obese guy, 230 pounds, and his MRIs are showing herniated. They're showing a osteophyte complex and unconvertible joint hypertrophy, facet joint hypertrophy starting from C3, C4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And it is leading to neuroforaminal stenosis bilaterally, and patient is being patent to central canal. No significant canal stenosis resulted. The record for lumbar spine, MRI, right knee and the left knee are not available. They're not being sent to us. We're still working to get them released. The patient's wife, Kimberly Woodard, is also here. They have been used to receiving Narco 10 milligrams 3 times a day for the last several years, according to the maps that we have. They are claiming that their doctor, Mr. Raymond Edison, is retiring after 12, 13 years, and they have been used to getting medications of Narco and gabapentin, 90 of each. I am still informed that we are still in the process of obtaining the records, and all the records are not available, which may help me provide the appropriate treatment protocol. We have not received any records from Dr. Raymond Edison either, and Henry Ford Hospital has not sent any records for treatments, only blood lab reports and I cannot figure out why so much medication is needed. In addition, patient also does not want any intervention like injections, treatments, or surgical approach, or even spinal cord stimulation device. Patients would like to only have medications and not even physical therapy. Same information is coming from his wife, Kimberly Woodard. So the decision has been made to discharge them, to have them find some other physician who can comply with their demands. The physical examination will remain the same as on 11-4-2025, dictation number 1106-016. Today the vital signs were not taken, blood pressure was not taken. Patient was basically discharged today after reviewing the medical records, which took more than an hour. Thank you.